Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're in Parak Chas and Halach Chavav. So we'll see, God willing, tomorrow that there's a major difference here between Yisrael and Anachri, Mitam Chil Hashem. But Misha Hisnadev, we're talking about a Yisrael, Menorah, Ner Leveis HaKnesses, Asur L'Shanosa. So we're talking about how Tzedakah is fundamentally a nether, it's like Hekdesh, and yes, there are some dispensations, if it's L'Anas Aniyim, as we discussed yesterday, but basically, somebody dedicates something to a Beis HaKnesses, we're not going to make any changes. However, imudvar mitzvah mutar l'shanosa. So if you look in the Nosei Kelim and Shulchan Aruch and Simin Reish and Tes and Yerodeya, not a gabbai, not a one person can make this decision, but it would have to be the tzibur itself, if they needed to really make the change from this person's donation, so they the person can be understanding. The tzibor really feels very strongly about it. But the gabbai should not have that much power invested in him to change in nedava, a person donated in nair, or whatever it was. So no one individual has that authority. It's only the b'nei ha'ir, the representative of the b'nei ha'ir, not just the regular gabbai. So afal pi, shalom nishtakea shein baila me'alaha, even though there's still an association, people still know who exactly donated that, but if they need to switch it out for something else, thank God, generally we come from very well-to-do communities, so if somebody donates something, it's hard to imagine the shul saying, but we need a chumash, so we're going to have to, sell the menorah that was dedicated so that people can have a chumash every Shabbos, but we shouldn't be so entitled. We should realize that not every community is so fortunate. They have to make difficult decisions. And afal pi shalo nishtakei ashem baila me'alaha. So for purposes of Dvar Mitzvah, such a thing is permissible. Again, this is all based on the Gemara Masech Darachan and Davav Amud Beis. Ala omrim zoha menorah ner shaploni vim nishtakei ashem baila me'alaha motu l'shanosa afilu l'davar rishos. Happens to be that Tosos disagrees with this. Tosos doesn't accept this as a fundamental premise and says the only heter is really for a Dvar Mitzvah. But for a Davar HaRishus, even if the person who made the Nedava is no longer in the picture, Balei Tosos are Machmir. So the Gemara itself should be brought into the equation at this point. Tanu Rabban and Yisrael Shisnadev Minoru Ner LeBeis HaKnesses Asu L'Shanosa Saru Reb Chiya Barabba L'Meimer Lo Shnal Dvar HaRishus Lo Shnal Dvar Mitzvah. So Amalei Rabami, Hachar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shalot Advar Shus, Aval Advar Mitzvah, Motel Shanosa. So at that point, Tosus is saying, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shalot Advar Shus. So that's only true when it comes to Advar Shus, Aval Advar Mitzvah, Motel Shanosa. Tosus accepts that. But for Advar Shus, we're not going to make any change. The truth of the matter is that the issue of whether or not the Bailim are associated with it, so that is referenced by Yerushalmi and Shkalim. So it could be that the Rambam went like the Yerushalmi and Shkalim, and the Balei Tosos simply went straight with the Bavli. In this case, the Psak Halacha seems to follow the Rambam, but there are some nuances that have to be discussed. So again, Reishon and Tes and Sif Gimel, Yisrael Sheis Nadiv Nera Menorah LeBeis HaKnesses in Nishtakeh Shein Bailo Me'alah Shena Nikres Al Shmo Yicholim HaTzibor. Notice that the Tzibor, not a Gabbai. L'shanosa afilu l'davar harishos. This is only in the Shakei Hashem Baila Me'ala. And the Ramah says, v'afilu im mocha hamisnadiv. He says, but I donated that. If people, generally speaking, don't remember, it could be done over his mecha'a. That's in the name of the Rashba and the Rashi. Im lo nishtakei Hashem Baila Me'ala. Ein yichol l'shanosa l'davar harishos. Al advar mitzvah yicholim l'shanoso. And then he gets into the question of Oved Kochavim. We'll hold off on that for tomorrow. So then the Ramah writes the following, and this appears to be a machlokes between the Ramah and the Radvaz. The Ramah says, Chol zman sheshem baila chakok ala kelim, right? Lo nishtakei hashem baila. So that means that by definition, let's say this menorah was donated by so-and-so, as you have in many things in the shul. So that would mean that it's lo nishtakei hashem baila, in which case the only heter, the chola deos, would be for a dvar mitzvah. So the Radvaz disagrees with that. The Radvaz says, yeah, you could have a name that's chakuk, but if nobody remembers who that person is, right? Most people in Tinek don't have this situation. It's a new community, but you have an older community. It's been around for 150 years, so it could be that in 1911, somebody donated something to the shul. Nobody knows who that person was. Nobody knows who the children were. Nobody knows who the grandchildren were. So the halacha would be, in such a case, according to Advaz, even if it's written down, that the shul could be mekel, and it would be considered that the shem ba'alim is nishtakeya himenu. And the shem ba'alim is nishtakeya himenu, then all bets are off, you have the right to do whatever you want. The Rama would be machmir in such a case, and you'd say only for purposes of a dvar mitzvah, but not for purposes of a davar shebirushos. So there's one issue that has to be dealt with, is superficially what appears to be a stira in the Rambam. The Maaser Rokeach brings up this kasha. It's also discussed in the Mordechai as well. If you look in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah, which we discussed in terms of Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, the Rambam says that the kelim of the Beis HaKnesses dinam ke Beis HaKnesses, and the principle of Malin Bekodesh ve'in will read then applies. So where is that in this halacha? So the Maharam Rutenberg, quoted by the Mordechai, answers that when we say the kelim of the Beis HaKnesses dinam ke Beis HaKnesses, that's only with respect to Tashmishei Kedusha. But here we're talking about Tashmishei Mitzvah. Interesting idea. Are they going to be used to help facilitate a mitzvah, to light for the shul, whatever it is? So the principle of Malin Bekodesh or Lo Moridin is only relevant to Tashmishei Kedusha, but has nothing to do with Tashmishei Mitzvah. And again, then the regular parameters will apply. So again, it can only be the Tzibor, it's not a Gabbai. If the Ba'alim are still affiliated with this, so the halacha is they can only change it out for a Dvar Mitzvah. If it's a situation where the Ba'alim are no longer affiliated with it, the Psak Halacha is you can change it out for Dvar Rishos. Based on the Rambam, Tosa says no, we don't accept this idea of a Dvar Shabir Rishos, that you could just change it out for something that's not fundamentally associated with a mitzvah because it was consecrated for purposes of a mitzvah. You can change it for a mitzvah, maybe even a mitzvah hakal, because the principle of Tashmishei Kedusha, one of the Ba'alei Tosfos are machmir on this topic, relative to the Rambam. Okay, so God willing, we'll pick it up there tomorrow with the Bamedvar Mamurim, a big caveat that Akum is going to be a very difficult, very, very different situation with far more complex halachic considerations. Everybody have a wonderful day.